WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 66 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas City, and federal agents are investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility this morning.
The gunshots were fired from what investigators say was an elevated position down into an area of the ICE facility where detainees were being moved. While no ICE agents were hurt,
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The FBI's Joe Rothrock says one person in the ICE facility was killed, two were hurt. Police say the shooter took his own life as officers approached. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Central Texas, the owners of Camp Mystic say they will reopen next summer. 27 young campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Camp died in the July 4th catastrophic floods. The new camp will include new safety protocols and a memorial. Mark Zuckerberg, in a post on Thread, says Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users, Meta CEO calling it a milestone. This is ABC News. Two incidents are part of a wave of new car stunt challenges on social media. Lately, though, one of them turned deadly. Prosecutors are now filing charges in Pennsylvania.
Prosecutors say the teen was driving in a parking lot when his friend, 17-year-old David Nagy, who was sitting on the table, was killed. In a separate case in Pennsylvania, a 19-year-old is accused of aggravated assault. Prosecutors claim she drove her car while her friend stood on the trunk as part of another social media challenge. The friend fell and suffered permanent brain damage.
ABC's Elizabeth Scholze. A new policy at YouTube is getting some praise from free speech advocates. It will soon allow some of the 2 million creators who were banned during the pandemic to apply for reinstatement. Their accounts on YouTube were shut down over misinformation related to COVID-19 and the 2020 election. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This week at Richland Locker, customers can take advantage of a special meal deal. When you buy 3 pounds or more of chuck roast at $9.98 a pound, receive a pound of carrots, onions, and potatoes free. Everything needed for a hearty, home-cooked meal. From the deli, you'll find honey turkey at $8.48 a pound and provolone cheese at $6.48 a pound. Richland Locker invites everyone to stop in this week and enjoy fresh, local products, bringing quality to the table for every customer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy with some breaks of sunshine this afternoon, high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with foggy patches possible late, a low of 50. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant with a high of 75. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 53, we're up to 66 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office has identified Cheyenne Malone, 53, of rural Muscadet, as the decedent involved in the investigation in the town of Muscadet on September 10th. An autopsy was conducted at UW Hospital in Madison on September 12th. No further information is being released at this time, pending additional investigation and results from the autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is still asking anyone with information to contact them at 608-723-2157. Wisconsin's 7th District Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany's entry into the race for Wisconsin governor has been widely expected, and he's made it official. Tiffany broke the news on a Milwaukee radio station Tuesday afternoon and released a statement and campaign launch video a short time later. Tiffany called running for governor a great challenge and great opportunity and said he believes he has the best opportunity for Republicans to win after two terms of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Tiffany also has a campaign event in his district scheduled for this evening in Wausau. Tiffany has held the seat representing much of northern Wisconsin since winning a 2020 special election to succeed Sean Duffy. Prior to that, he served one term in the state assembly and two terms in the state senate and served on the Budget Writing Joint Committee on Finance. He joins Republican candidates, including Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien. Several Democrats have entered the race as well. Partisan primaries are next August. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister. Clean water activists are warning against a proposed measure that would allow the U.S. Department of Defense to dispose of PFAS in firefighting foam by incinerating them. The measure is included in the National Defense Authorization Act currently in the U.S. Senate. Conservationists say burning the PFAS could lead to more contamination issues, particularly in the areas surrounding the incineration sites. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has co-sponsored an amendment to the bill to remove the measure, lifting the moratorium on incinerating PFAS. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand equal rights protections in the state. Officials say the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment is more comprehensive than its federal counterpart, covering discriminatory practices on the basis of sex, race, religion, marital status, disability, gender, identity, and more. Because the proposal is an amendment to the state constitution and not just a bill, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before being put to voters statewide on a ballot referendum. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing, it's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zire Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin estimates that communities across the state could end up spending millions to address nitrate contamination. The organization's report identified the overapplication of fertilizers to farm fields as a major contributor, estimating that 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer was used statewide in 2022. As a result, about 10% of the private wells in the state and up to 20% in heavily farmed areas fail to meet Wisconsin's drinking water standards of 10 milligrams per liter. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding waterfowl hunters to take proper precautions when heading out on the water to hunt. According to a press release, taking heavy gear out on a boat during times of cooler temperatures and more unpredictable weather could create a dangerous situation. Hunters should always wear a life jacket while out on the water, avoid weighing down their boat, unload their firearm for transportation, and check weather reports before leaving. They should also inform someone of their plans before leaving. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a structure fire on U.S. Highway 14 near County Road H in the township of Arena last night around 5:45. Arena Fire Department, along with the Arena EMS, was dispatched to the location with auto aid requested from Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, and Mays O'Maney Fire Department. Assisting at the scene was Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The fire was extinguished and Red Cross was requested for assistance. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire. When using computer devices, consumers are able to contact tech support to assist when there is an issue that they are unable to resolve. When contacted by someone claiming to be tech support, be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A consumer recently reported to DadCap that they encountered a threatening computer pop-up that said there was an issue with their device which required technical support. So that's not new. That's the standard scam we've talked about many times. But in this case, the consumer called a phone number listed on the pop-up, not realizing this was a scam attempt, which would then try to convince them that their bank was stealing their money.
When asked to reach out for support, a scammer might use threatening information when contacted.
When they made that call, the consumer was instructed by the fake tech support specialist to download a program that allowed the scammer that remote access to their entire computer. Next, this scammer said the consumer had money stolen from their account multiple times in recent days by someone working at their bank. And the scammer claimed they needed to then work with the FBI to track which bank employee was taking the consumer's money. They guided the individual through setting up an online bank account, which they didn't previously have. Then finally, the scammer tried to seal the deal by telling the consumer to wire more than $14,000 to another account for a sting operation against their own bank. And it was, of course, the consumer's money that they were asked to wire.
When given instructions, there are signs that confirms it is a scam.
So thankfully, the consumer didn't give in to that high-pressure tactic or that false sense of urgency. And one of the other signs that was present during this was that an insistency to not tell anyone else about the situation. They weren't allowed to confer with friends or family members about it. And the consumer did disregard that. So that it saved them from losing more than $14,000.
Michelle Reinen also suggests go to a reliable source to verify if the information received is true.
If anyone gets this call and they're at all concerned about transactions and that they think their money's disappearing from their bank, go to the bank. Talk to a teller, get a current statement, and you can see your money and where it has gone and not gone. You compare it to the previous month's statement, and you can validate that your money is still there and not disappearing from your account.
If you suspect or are a victim of any kind of scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center. It's Child Passenger Safety Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists' difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial residential plowing, skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
It's partly sunny and 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Make sure you're properly installing your child car seats. This is Child Passenger Safety Week, a reminder that a properly fitted child car seat can save lives. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children younger than 2 years old be secured in a rear-facing car seat in the back seat. Children aged 2 to 4 can switch to a forward-facing car seat with a harness in the back seat until they reach age 4 and 40 pounds. Children should be sitting in the back seat until they turn 13. More information on Wisconsin's car seat laws can be found on the State Department of Transportation website. Wisconsin residents, businesses, and municipalities are being urged to turn off their non-essential lights over the next few nights to help migrating birds. Craig Thompson is the co-founder of Driftless Birds, a nonprofit working to save Wisconsin birds.
Birds use a number of visual cues to migrate, and those that migrate at night have traditionally used celestial cues. So they're navigating off the stars and off the position and brightness of the moon and so on. And when they encounter artificial light, they become very disoriented. And what we see is during migration, this ambient light has a tendency to bring birds into urban areas, and we often have periods of extraordinary mortality, and that's the thing that we're trying to avoid.
Thompson says non-essential lights should be shut off between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Studies have shown that window collisions kill billions of birds a year. The UW-Richland Alumni Association Fall Brunch honoring the 2025 Outstanding Alumni will be held Saturday, October 4th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year's Outstanding Alumni being honored are Ken Hansen, Jane Goplin-Kinney, Julie Brock-Stebbins, Terry Knothy, and Todd Albaugh. Members of the classes of 1945, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2005, and 15 will also be recognized. Registration starts at 10:30. The program will be at 11, and a meal will follow. Cost of a meal is $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. You must pre-register by tomorrow to attend by contacting Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or by phone at 608-489-3629. All family and friends are welcome to attend. This week is Homecoming Week in the River Valley School District. This year's theme is Rio de Janeiro. From spirited dress-up days to exciting sporting events and community celebrations, there's something for everyone. Tomorrow night will feature the girls' volleyball teams facing Platteville starting at 4:45. The boys' soccer teams will take on Platteville beginning at 5. Then at 8 will be the homecoming pep rally at the junior high school. Lauren Glassbrenner is the River Valley District Administrator.
It's amazing to me the amount of people from the community that flood that high school gymnasium and really make that a community celebration. So what I love about homecoming in River Valley is it's not just about the school. It's about all of us in our community coming together. And there's a lot of people that have graduated from elementaries or even the high schools at Arena, Plain, Lone Rock, Spring Green, and they're all coming together on this day to celebrate what it is to be a Blackhawk. And so it feels really good. And so that pep rally is just a great time for everybody to come together to cheer on school pride and to have fun.
Friday's events start in the morning with the school fair at 8. At the fair, there will be many activities for all ages to enjoy, including games. Grady Graham is the student advisor for the FFA.
This year, I'm still staying true to the idea of having everyone involved, whether that be you're in third grade or if you're someone's parent. We're going to do a bags tournament this year. I know that's a pretty popular thing. We're still going to have the pedal pull going. We're going to have gravity wagon basketball once again, and maybe we're going to throw a gaga ball out for over at the middle school. We've got a gaga ball pit.
For those who do not know what gaga ball is, Grady explains.
Gaga ball is in like an octagon shaped pit, and you can have as many people as you want. You all start on the walls of the octagon, and someone will throw the ball into the middle and they'll go ga ga ball, and everyone will run into the middle, and you can only use the palm of your hand, or you can backhand it too. But if the ball hits your foot up to your ankle, you're out of the game. If it hits you up, and let's say someone hits a stray ball into your chest, you're still in. It also depends on what rules you're playing with, but it's a fun game. You just hop out of the circle once you're done, and then the winner stays in the whole time. You go down until there's two people left. It's a pretty good show to watch two people battle it out, and you're jumping over the ball, and yeah, it's a fun time.
There will be a livestock auction at noon. The homecoming parade steps off in downtown Spring Green at 3. And then River Valley battles Richland Center in the homecoming football game at 7. Homecoming week wraps up on Saturday night with the homecoming dance at 7. More information about River Valley Homecoming Week can be found on the school's website at rvschools.org. The Wisconsin DNR is hoping to get more deer carcass samples to test for chronic wasting disease this hunting season. Herd health specialist Aaron Larson says they're targeting areas that only recently tested for CWD. That includes most of the Highway 51 and 29 corridors and counties on a line from La Crosse to Sheboygan. You find out more and find a local testing site online at dnr.wi.gov and search for CWD testing. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tom and Linda Hansen on ticket number 979 and Nancy Bump on ticket number 65.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu. Today, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open from 1:30 until 5:30 on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets across from Center Pharmacy and next to Quick Trip. High-quality local foods and fresh flowers will be featured, including beets, broccoli, cabbage, microgreens, breads, pies, jams, honey, maple syrup, teas, baked goods, and more. Food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are accepted. Thanks to the Richland County Medical Society. Bonus bucks, double benefits up to $10 on fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs. The Youth Food Token Program is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Richland County, available for children ages 4 to 17. Boomerang bags also bring a market coupon. Where is George hiding this week? Find out at the market today from 1:30 until 5:30 on the corner of Orange and Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's 66 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rochelle Coe, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Coe and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava. 6 grandchildren, mother Mary Lou Shaw, siblings Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, 3 nephews, a niece, cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday. There will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Nancy Phillips is survived by her husband, Jerry, and a son, Randy. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Nick and Michelle Strait, John and Debbie Geisler, Joshua and Tanya Manning, Daniel Bradford and Rachel Hutt, and Jean and Shirley Wanless. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
Well, it's a pretty typical early autumn day here across the region. We have some cloud cover building down across southern Wisconsin right now. Otherwise, dry, quiet conditions and a northeast wind flow keeping temperatures in check. Now, we should see at least a few breaks of sunshine from time to time this afternoon, and quite a bit of sunshine coming up tomorrow all the way through early next week as a large ridge of high pressure builds across the upper Midwest, pushing all the storminess off into the eastern part of the country. We do expect temperatures to be running above normal over that period as well, by as much as 10 or 12 degrees, feeling a bit summer-like during the afternoons, while the nights will still be comfortably cool and the humidity should stay relatively low. So it should be a great stretch of weather for just about all your favorite outdoor activities or getting some projects done outside around the house or heading off to the fields and gardens just to go off to the lake as well. So enjoy all of that sunny weather sticking around through early next week. Here are the forecast details for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy to a few sun breaks. High temperature close to 70. Northeast wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Fog patches are possible late with a low near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and pleasant, with highs in the mid-70s, northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. On Friday, mostly sunny and summer-like, low 53, high near 80. Heading into Saturday, sunny and warm, low 55, high near 81. Sunday, another sunny day, low 53, high about 81. Monday continued unseasonably warm and dry with lots of sun. Low temperature in the mid-50s with a high near 80. Not a whole lot of change for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, high near 79 degrees. We do have some slight chances of showers building in late next week. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 76, our low this morning was 53, our high so far today 68. The record high for this date set in 1937 is 90 degrees. The record low 26 was set in 1989. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 47. Sunset tonight will be at 6:56, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:52. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to northeast winds 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.10. Relative humidity is 79% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An international perspective on crop insurance today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Do farmers in other countries have crop insurance? You bet they do. And many of them have borrowed aspects from the U.S. version, according to Pascal Farrar, president of the International Association of Agricultural Production Insurers.
For example, countries such as China, India, Brazil, and partly Europe have adapted some aspects of the U.S. system when scaling up their own insurance markets. I personally think an important lesson learned from the U.S. experience is the demonstration that with political will and long-term support, subsidized crop insurance can become a very central pillar of agricultural stability.
Farrar says there's some creativity in crop insurance around the world as well.
Some countries are testing innovative insurance, such as catastrophic bonds, to add extra capacity and resilience to the industry.
And says Farrar, some crop insurers in other countries incent farmers to be more sustainable.
Some countries are now starting to link insurance subsidies more closely to climate volatility and to possible adaptation, mitigation, and prevention instruments.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants a resolution to help stabilize fertilizer markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Lake soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst tells Brownfield a new letter today asks the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum, to add phosphate to the U.S. critical minerals list.
The designation would bolster phosphate production right here in the United States. We know that we rely heavily on imports from other countries like China and Morocco, but what we need to do is bring that phosphate production home.
Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, says a decrease in fertilizer prices is a major need for U.S. farmers. Michigan Democrat Elisa Slot can help lead the letter with Ernst, which also included more than 60 congressional colleagues. An atmospheric scientist says drought conditions are worsening in many areas of the U.S., impacting crops and pasture quality. Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions tells Brownfield there's been a 24% increase in drought area since the beginning of August.
They've lost a crop in parts of Georgia, North and South Carolina because of the drought that's there. We're dry up and down the Mississippi. We're dry in parts of Texas. We are dry west of the Continental Divide. That's where the greatest drought is.
Snodgrass says the Bermuda high pressure didn't leave until late this year, bringing a stormy and hot summer followed by dry conditions. He says most yields are still good, but not great. And despite widespread drought, some regions had good growing conditions.
Most of Nebraska was good. Southern Minnesota was good. Southern Wisconsin is like, I'm not sure that it could have gotten any better in the middle of summer in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. And then we had a lot of Iowa that was firing on all cylinders, especially eastern Iowa.
Snodgrass says his model leans more toward a 181 bushel per acre corn crop than a 189 bushel crop. The senior vice president for the American Coalition for Ethanol suggests there's not a lot of opposition to year-round nationwide E15. Ron Lamberty says the only group publicly against permanent E15 legislation is the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers Association.
AFPM, sort of the smaller, a little more radical refiners group, API, I don't know that they support it. I'm sure they don't oppose it. But it's a bill that, you know, a big chunk of people want to get done.
Lamberty says lawmakers continue to look for the right legislative vehicle to attach year-round nationwide E15 language. USDA is reporting a new U.S. corn export sale for the fifth business day in a row. Mexico bought 300,000 tons of corn, pushing the running total to more than 1 million tons. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle business is still quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. Bids haven't surfaced. A few asking prices have been reported in parts of the South at $242 to $244 live, but still haven't been established in the North. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, it could be sometime Thursday or Friday before any significant business develops. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $4 to $8 higher, with spots of $12 higher. Peewee calves were $10 to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 502 to 547 pounds, brought $420 to $460. Feeder steers, 850 to 886 pounds, brought $346.75 to $347.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 663 to 695 pounds, brought $352.50 to $368. Box beef was lower at midday on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.63 at $379.17. Select was $2.19 lower at $357.71. Cash hogs are lower at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been able to procure needed numbers without having to bid up. The market is looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report, especially as it continues to monitor demand. Global demand overall has been solid, but there are lingering concerns, especially as China remains inconsistent in its buying habits. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.38 with a weighted average of 104.72. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.38 lower with a weighted average of 104.87, and the Western Corn Belt was down $1.61 with a weighted average of 104.73. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $75. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were lower, down $2, with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $64 to $75. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. And pork values were lower at midday, down 71 cents at $111.97. Picnics were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are modestly lower. It's been an up-and-down session, but it looks like the overriding theme today is maybe a little bit bearish. The big bearish issue really continues to be the lack of demand from China and Argentina's export tax suspension. The U.S. harvest and South American planting are both ongoing. November beans are down 2 at 1010. January's 2 lower at 1029 and 3 quarters. October bean meal's down 270 at 272.40. October bean oil's up 8 points at 49.43. Corn's lower, expecting mixed but mostly good U.S. harvest progress, and South American planting weather looks favorable. Mexico did buy more than 300,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning. December's 1.5 lower at 424 and 3 quarters. March is a penny lower at 442. And wheat has turned mixed. It's monitoring U.S. winter wheat planting and the very tail end of the U.S. spring wheat harvest. Russian wheat prices are up, and that could boost U.S. export demand. December Chicago's 3 quarters higher at 521 and a quarter. December Kansas City's 2.5 lower at 509. December Minneapolis wheat's down 3 quarters at 567. Live and feeder cattle are lower, with box beef down at midday waiting for direct business. Asking prices are at 242 to 244 live, with nothing yet for the dress basis and no bids being reported. October live's down 177 at 233.82. December's 215 lower at 236.60. October feeders are down $1.80 at 360.42. And pressured by cash and wholesale business, with the quarterly inventory numbers out tomorrow, October lean hogs are down 90 cents at 99.62. December's $1.97 lower at 88.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo and Tim Tech Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, September 24th. You can also come buy hay or bedding throughout the week. We have an online-only auction ending October 1st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sales includes tools, boats, mower, large collection of magazines and coins, and much, much more. Keep an eye out. We have a few more auctions coming up. We have real estate agents looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
What's pushing coffee prices higher? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Coffee is a staple in many households, but like other food prices, its cost has gone up exponentially. There have been climate disruptions and inventory shortages, but geopolitical issues like trade policies are also playing a role. David Ortega is a food economist with Michigan State University.
When it comes to coffee, again, the impacts of climate change, Brazil, drought in Brazil, they're the largest producer of coffee. We get about 30% of our coffee comes from Brazil, but also Vietnam. Vietnam, major producer of coffee. There's been droughts and floods there that have pushed the price of coffee up. But this is where the policies come in. We've imposed 50% tariffs on Brazil, and they're a major supplier of coffee, and so that just puts even upward pressure on those prices.
Those trade policies have led to contract cancellations and shipment delays. Trade disruptions also can create artificial tightness in the U.S. market, which can push prices even higher. Here's what's interesting. Coffee has what's called low price elasticity. That means even as prices rise, demand hold steady. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms three detainees were shot today at the ICE facility in Dallas, and two are dead. That information differing from a briefing earlier when the Dallas police chief appeared alongside ICE and FBI officials and announced one victim was deceased. Authorities also say the shooter was found dead. FBI special agent in charge, Joseph Rothrock, says messages on bullets appear to be anti-ICE in nature, but also noted no officers were injured.
While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack.
ICE officials say they are stepping up security at other detention facilities as a precaution. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with his Russian counterpart today. It comes after President Trump slammed Russia's attacks in Ukraine and suggested Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky today on alert for severe storms. This is ABC News. In Arizona, the results are in following yesterday's special election. The daughter of a late congressman voted in to fill a seat. That filled vacancy could also impact the push to release all the Epstein files.
The election of Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva to the seat held by her late father, Raul, was expected. When she's sworn in, Congresswoman Grijalva is due to become the critical 218th member of the House to sign on to a petition that would force a vote on a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. If that bill were to pass the House, it would go to the Senate and then have to be signed by President Trump in order to become law. GOP leadership opposes the bill, saying it's unnecessary and risks the privacy of not only Epstein's victims, but also his associates who've never been charged with a crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Typhoon Ragasa on the move, slamming Hong Kong with surge and flood waters along with heavy winds.